come on! Not one adventurer from the homelands is willing to go on this quest with me? Cowards, a lot of them. To think that after hearing that I, the greatest mage the elves have ever conceived, had requested their help, that they would be begging to accompany me. Oh, now, finally! I trust that the framed elvish sorcerer Tiki Web has confirmed that he will be joining me on my quest. At least one of these knaves have balls. What? He said no as well? Well, why in the Nine Hells not? Too much punishment for too little pay? The nerve! I mean, the quest isn't even that difficult. Is it really that hard to find a skilled enough adventurer to help venture the Scarlet Dragon's dungeon and obtain its Eye of Healing? Yes, Linella, I am aware that no one who ventures into the Scarlet Dragon's dungeon leaves alive, but there's a first time for everything! You know how important it is for me to get that Eye of Healing, Linella? So without anyone there to watch my back, it'll be impossible for me to take it, and she will... What am I going to do, Linella? Time is running out! What? There's one person who is willing to accept that they're here? Well, why didn't you say so? Let them in! Let them in! Finally, someone with a backbone! I can't wait to start working with you, future partner! A human? A human? My savior who is supposed to brave the trials of the Scarlet Dragon, a quest that countless experienced adventurers declined, is a human? Linella? What is this human doing in the Forest of the Elves? The gods are laughing at me. Sorry, but I'm afraid you are not what I'm looking for with this quest. Oh, please. Anything a human can do, elves can do it much better and with more grace. I'm sure you traveled a long way, and I apologize for the inconvenience, but I suggest you start making your way home. Linella, show him the door. What? You are the strongest adventurer you know. Really have an amusing feeble mind, human. If you are so strong and tough and mighty, why have I never heard of you before? What? Are you questioning my intelligence? I am the greatest mage that has been born in the Elvish land for centuries. There is little I don't know about this land. You talk a big game, human, but I doubt you are as illustrious as you claim. Fine, I shall give you a chance. Do you see these two apples in my hands? Good. I've put two magical shields around the apples. The test is simple. Try and break through the shields and make contact with the apples. You may use any spell or weapon you like, but you may only attack each shield once. This will gauge how worthy you are of being my assistant. You'll try it? Excellent. Foolish dunce. I used the 6-tier spell Ultimate Defense on these apples. The amount of power needed to break this spell would incinerate my entire office, and much so, I can force you to pay me for damages, so what will you do? Destroy the shields while destroying my office, or fail miserably? I can't wait to see you. What happened? When did you summon that bow? You destroyed my shield in a single shot? But what about the shield in my right hand? How did you destroy it at the same time? There's no way you shot two arrows at once. You used the spell at the same time to destroy the other shield? That's impossible. What spell was it? You annoying little... What do you mean you won't tell me? At least tell me what class you are. Ranger, mage, fighter? That's a secret too? You'll tell me if I hire you? How dare you? Do you know who I am? I'm... But Lenora... I suppose you are decently skilled and there isn't really anyone else. Fine, human. You shall accompany me in this quest. No, I'm not saying please. 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 I said please! You are infuriating, human. Your name is... For now, human suits you just fine. Maybe she'll prove that you can sling more than apples and maybe I'll upgrade to something better. No, you may not call me useless mage. My name is... Hey, listen to me when I tell you things. Don't you walk away from me? We can't just go. I need to fill out paperwork and put in a formal form to... Oh, do you not know this? It seems you're not as smart as you think you are. What do you mean you don't care? Hey, please help me. Lanella, wipe that smirk off your face. It's pretty sudden, but the human is very unreasonable. I trust I can leave you with the paperwork. Thank you, Lanella. I appreciate you a lot. Yes, yes, I'm coming, you barbarian! You expect me to believe you are adept with all the major classes? You think me as dumb as a goblin? That was rhetorical, human. Besides, even if it was true, I am a master in the magical arts. It takes another level of skill to be a master. I think you'll find I worked hard to get these skills of mine. You're laughing, human. But without me, you would have been as lost as a babe here in this forest. For someone adept in all classes, you should work on your survival skills. Hey! That is a poisonous berry. Do not consume that. Honestly, you've tried to eat every single berry we've come across. The risk is not worth it. I don't care if you are resistant to poisons. It's still common sense to put that berry down. It's like looking after a child. Oh, why have the gods doomed me so? I don't want to hear from being a narcissistic ass from you, Mr. Adept in all classes. Don't shush me. Oh, well, no, it's right. Let's hide behind that bush. Don't get your face so close to me. I know the bush is small, but move. While I appreciate the compliment to my obviously beautiful face, I'd rather you didn't have that infuriating grin on your face while saying it. Oh, please, the Nine Hills were erased from creation itself before I ever blushed before you. 5 gnolls to the right and 4 to the left. I shall surprise them with magic missile. As soon as the spell hits, I shall run out and finish them off. You? Well, you can watch my back, human. Try not to stare at it. Please, I can handle some measly gnolls. Now! Magic missile! Face the wrath of the elvish! Chowsler, to think you'd be so worried about a few hyenas. Maybe I ought to demote you to chicken instead, human. What the? That gnoll used a high-ranking complex spell that's incredibly rare. You're hurt! You saved me? Why? Your body just moved? How peculiar. Don't squirm around. The wound will get bigger. That spell was incredibly deadly. If that hit me, I'd be... No, there's no use thinking about it now. I'll set up camp. You stay right here, okay? Human? Human! You're awake! Don't move too fast. Are you alright? Thank the gods. Why are you looking at me like that? I can show compassion when earned. How in the hell did you get that idea from this? Wish I looked at you like that, you vulgar. Ugh. You enjoy teasing me, don't you? You're quite the sadist, aren't you, partner? Huh? Why am I calling you partner? Well, you did put yourself in danger to save my life, and so... Stop repeating my words, it's making it harder to say! And so, you have been promoted. I'm saying I recognize you as my partner. Partner for the quest, don't laugh! Don't you start. Only one of us needs a big ego here. Here, soup. The wound is pretty much healed, but more nutrition is never bad. You're telling me if that spell had hit me, I would have been done for, so. I mean it. Thank you. I suppose I could answer your question, depending on what it is. Why am I on this quest when so many experts tell me not to? Tell me, partner. If someone you loved was hurting and you had the chance to help them, wouldn't you? My sister, she has an incurable disease. Bedridden for the past few months. She only has a few more to live. The Scarlet Dragon, it's said to hold the Eye of Healing, a mystical artifact said to have belonged to a god long dead. It can cure anything, once. Anything. No matter what I have to do or who I have to face, I will succeed. I can't fail under any circumstances. And what about you? You obviously heard how many turned this quest down. Why'd you decide to take it? Oh, you're looking for closure? A dragon took your mother when you were a babe. You're unsure which one, so you've been training in order to match all of them? How brave. I can't imagine what terrors you've had to face. Indeed, the Scarlet Dragon is extremely powerful. I doubt we'd be able to match it by our lonesome. That's why so many declined. You are scatterbrained, error-prone, rude, and don't know your place, but you aren't so bad once you get past your flaws. Sorry, but you haven't reached the level for me to see you as more than a convenient partner for now. Oh, that's a bold claim. You really believe I'm interested in just playing hard to get? You are remarkable in so many ways. I'll have you know I'm very experienced in romance. And sexual intercourse. Hey, how did we get to this conversation? Oh, please, you think a dumb, vulgar, insignificant human like yourself can ever make me scream in ecstasy? I'd like to see you try. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, do it. You aren't prepared for any of this. You. Is that all you got? Your tongue is as useless as a mouth. Ah! No. That wasn't a moan. I was simply surprised. Didn't think you would kiss my neck. Ah! I'm telling you, you're mistaken. I would never moan to something as simple as this. No, I will not. Oh. Fine. Your tongue is mildly impressive, but still nothing special. What? You'll. Oh. Wait. I haven't bathed yet. I need to. Oh. You're coming straight from my clit. You really are a full blown sadist. Oh. Yes. Oh, keep going right there. Oh, no, I'm gonna, oh, no, you don't, I'm not being being dominated by some human. I'll show you what I can do. Decent size, partner. You really are full of yourself. Let me put you down a peg. That's a cute bone, partner. Stay down and let the professional work. Look at your heart pulsing cock. You really look like you're ready to burst. Do it. Come, show me your orgasm face, you cute little thing. Hey, what are you doing? You were just about to come. You don't want to be dominated either. You rebellious little human. Why would you just admit? It seems we are at an impasse. Doesn't seem like you'll be able to have me scream in ecstasy. Oh, shit. Your fingers. Oh, it feels so good. You put me on my hands and knees. This position is so embarrassing. You can't seriously mean. Come inside me. Please. I just want your cup. Please. At the moment, in general, not with you. I would think of something insulting to call you, but my brain is too overloaded to think of one. Who said you could hug me? I didn't say stop. To think I'd end up sleeping with a human. I sure have changed. Quiet, you. Honestly, why are you so? Why can't I stop thinking about you? You are unlike anyone I've ever met before. It's not entirely a bad thing. I was waiting for you to bring it up. Fine, you may have briefly made me scream in ecstasy. You're unbearable, but I hope you'll finish this quest with me, partner.